I think everybody would agree that in our Christian life, it's good to have models of how to live the Christian life. Of course, we have our Lord Himself, who is the model for us to try to imitate in our lives. It's not that easy at times. But St. Paul, writing to those first Christians in Philippi, said something that resonates with all of us. All of us need to have people in our lives that we can look up to in terms of the faith. So he actually puts himself there as one of the examples of how to live the faith, how to be friends of the cross, how not to be enemies of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's saying that, look to me, because I can show you how you are to live your life as a Christian. And of course, in this same little part of the letter, he also mentions St. Clement. St. Clement was our second pope. He was the pope after St. Peter. And so he mentions him as another a good example of somebody to imitate so that you know how to follow our Lord Jesus Christ. And he mentions these women who also are shining examples of what it means to be a Christian, how we are to imitate Christ Jesus ourselves, Himself. And there have been saints in every age, as you know. It's the little children like Francisco and Jacinta from Fatima. There's teenagers that show us a shining example of how to adore the Lord and live for Him alone. And that's why I always tell people, please, read the lives of the saints. Take and read one biography or autobiography after another. As soon as you finish one, try to pick up another one. Why? Because they are the examples of faith. Canonically, they are raised up on the altar to show us how we can live our lives. And our lives don't have to be extraordinary in terms of Christian life. We just have to live our lives in an ordinary way, but in a very loving way, trying to follow our Lord as a mother or as a father or as a teenager or as a child, trying to live our life the way that we should. And the saints offer that great example to us all, how to do that. I think of somebody like St. Therese, the little flower. She was in a convent, cloistered. She was cut off from the rest of the world. But she gives us a good example of how to live our lives, sometimes in a hidden way, there in our homes, doing our work, our chores, trying to love husband, trying to love the wife, trying to live as a good, obedient child of the family. And we don't have to raise a person from the dead or multiply bread and fish, great miracles. If that happens, that's extraordinary. But for most of us, our lives are pretty ordinary, like St. Therese's, kind of unseen. But the Lord sees. That's why St. Paul mentions that those names of Clement and those people, their names are written in the book of life. That's how it is with us, too. If we're living our lives like we should, our lives, our names, too, are written in the book of life. God will remember us. He won't forget any of the little ways that we have tried to serve Him. This mention of St. Clement comes in the latter part of the year because back in the day, the feast of St. Clement used to be on November 23rd. So it's almost like the church is saying, look, here's St. Clement, another great example of somebody to follow and to imitate. We know that pretty soon our liturgical year is going to end and we're going to start the season of Advent. In the ancient liturgical cycle, Advent actually began already. It lasted longer. Even the Franciscan group that I'm associated with, following the example, the teaching of St. Francis, they begin their Advent November the 2nd. So they have a longer period of preparation for the Feast of Christmas. So these readings today, they remind us to be examples to one another of what it means to be a Christian, to be someone who truly loves the cross and who prays and who trusts in God. These are the ways that we can become helpful to one another, just like the saints are for us.